the nexus of terror links around the Coimbatore car blast. Recent blast in the Kottaimedu area, Coimbatore, in front of Sangameshwara, Kattaishwaran, temple on Sunday, October 23, morning early at 4 a.m. where a 25-year-old engineering graduate was charred to death in a Maruti 800 hatchback after a car with LPG cylinder exploded. Initially, it was reported as an accident, though it found plenty of nails and used marbles and materials for explosives at the site. Neglecting the evidence at the site of the blast, the police tried to prove it as a case of an accident. The WhatsApp status also indicated that Mubin knew he was committing a mistake and did not want people around him to remember his failures and shortcomings. The screenshot, written in Tamil, is designed like a poster that reads, "If the news of my death reaches you, forgive my mistakes. Hide my shortcomings participating in my janatha, and pray for me." In Tamil it reads, "Yen marana sithi ungalai adenthal. Yen thavarugalai manniungal. Yen kuraigalai maraiddu vidungal. Yen janasavil kalandu kollungal. Enakaga prarthane seyungal." On Monday, the police arrested five people in connection with the blast: Mohammad Thalka, 25, Mohammad Asaruddin, 25, of Ukkadam, Mohammad Riaz, 27, Firoz Ismail, 27, and Mohammad Nawaz Ismail, 27, of GM Nagar in Coimbatore. Thalka is reportedly the nephew of banned terrorist organization Al-Umma chief S.A. Bashir, who was involved in the 1998 Coimbatore bomb blasts. The sixth person, Asif Khan, was arrested on October 27 and was involved in purchasing raw materials through online e-commerce portals. Nearly 75 kgs of low-intensity explosive device materials were recovered from the accused's residence. The accused stayed in a house nearby to the temple. Also, the explosives carried in the gunny bag were similar to the materials used by Zahran Hassim in the Easter bomb attacks in Sri Lanka in 2019, which killed more than 250 members and injured more than 500. Faisal Shahzad, a Pakistani-American citizen, was arrested for a similar attempt on May 1, 2010, at Times Square. Mubin's previous effort to execute an explosion was thwarted by police a few years ago. He was picked up then by NIA in 2019 for ties with radical Islamic network organizations like Zahran Hassim, who was also linked with ISIS. There is a vast network of various groups of terrorists, and it needs to be investigated more deeply. After BJP state president Mr. Annamalai had expressed his views on the blast suspecting a conspiracy, the police pitched back, reporting the same, though initially they thought of it as an accident. Later it was felt that Mubin was planning an attack, and by looking at the police, he stopped the vehicle, and the blast took accidentally. But the latest advancement shows he had done recce in six temples in and near Uddakam and was planning to execute the blast. The suspected conspiracy was that he prepared for a blast at the Kattaishwaran temple as it was Deepavali on that day. He would have expected devotees would come to the temple and a massacre could have been created. But with Lord Shiva's grace, the attempt failed, and he became the prey of his trap. Mr. Annamalai had also said, though the center had warned the state government of the possible attacks during Diwali, it was an utter failure of the state intelligence, which was in deep somnolence. The state police failed to keep an eye on the suspects already on the radar of the NIA. Even Mr. Stalin, the present chief minister, objected to the NIA raids in 2019, supporting the radicalizers. The radical ideology grew under the support and appeasement politics of DMK, which led to the present grave situation in the state. At least the time has come for Mr. Stalin to wake up and look into the issues of the growing radicalism, communalism and terrorism in the state and curtail them in an early stage. Thank you for listening to The Organizer.